Hopefully today I can conclude this lesson on forsaken all to gain all. It's the story of the rich man who ran to Jesus and knelt and asked him how he could inherit eternal life. The answer that Jesus gave him was unreasonable in his mind. What Jesus told him to do was against all of the principles that he had learned in economics. In fact, even to his disciples, it sounded unreasonable. The Bible says they were amazed. They were astonished. They were even shocked. Why, they had never heard Jesus tell anybody else this. They had been with him for a long time, and he had never told anybody else that they had to sell all of their possessions in order to obtain eternal life. There were many he had forgiven. He had healed many, but he told none of those that you got to sell whatsoever possessions that you own. And no doubt they wondered, is this going to be the new standard? Is this going to be a new phase of his doctrine? We've never heard this before. They were shocked. They were astonished. They said, Lord, who can be saved? He may be asking you to do something that you don't know of anybody else is doing the same thing. Something that is not asking of others. In the case of this rich young man who came to Jesus asking how to inherit eternal life, the answer he gave seemed unreasonable. Just supposing that he had stuck around for the rest of the lesson. Supposing he had just remained kneeling before Jesus to hear the rest of the story. But he didn't. He left before the good part of the lesson ever took place. If he had stayed, he would have learned that all of his great possessions that our Lord asked him to divest himself of, he would gain 100 times more. That's a good investment, wouldn't you think? If he had stayed long enough to hear the conclusion of the lesson, many people, when they come to the Lord and present their petitions, present their questions, and when they receive the answer from the Lord, it just seems unreasonable. They are hurt. They are disappointed. And oftentimes angry with God. And many simply walk away like the rich young man did. Supposing he had stayed and listened to the entire teachings of Jesus. When Peter heard what Jesus had said, he was astounded. He said to the Lord, we have left all and have followed you. So what will we have? This is where the good part comes in at. This is the part that the rich young man missed. This is the part of the lesson where you get to have it all. You get to have a good life down here. In this world and in the world to come, eternal life, you can have it all. And this is the part of the lesson that the young rich man missed. This should be a warning against leaving church in the middle of the message, leaving before the preacher has given you all the words that God gave him for you. Jesus answered Peter, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brothers or sisters or fathers or mothers or his wife or children or his land for my sakes and the gospel's sake. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children's and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. Now this is the part of the lesson that the rich young man missed. He walked out before he heard the best part of what God would have to say to him. Many of us have done the same. When we come to him, we don't like what he says at first, so we stomp out of the prayer closet. We're angry with him. We think he's unfair, unjust. We accuse him of having favorites. But God has got more to say if you have more time to listen. Just suppose that you stormed back into that prayer closet and you were determined to stay until it was all over. We usually talk to God until we're through, and then we leave. Supposing that we stayed in the prayer closet until God talked to us. We usually talk to God until he hears us, and then we leave. Supposing that we stayed in the prayer closet until we hear him. We usually stay and talk to God until we're through. But supposing we stay in the closet until God was through talking to us, what a difference it would make in our everyday living. Oh, what a different life the rich young man could have been living if he had stayed until Jesus was through talking. What he had heard was unreasonable, and rightly so. He only heard part of the message. That's the way it is with us today. When we read just part of God's word, we turn away from it and claim that it is unreasonable. In fact, some have even said that the Bible contradicts itself. It's unreasonable, unreliable. Do you know why people feel that way? It's because they don't read all of the Bible. They don't read all of God's word. They refuse to listen to all of the message. They walk away from it as soon as they find something that they think that's unreasonable or unreliable. But my friend, I would urge you to read the whole word of God, every word of God. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God." Every word. It's going to take them all. You will have to know all the word of God before you can make an intelligent decision on whether they be reasonable or reliable or even believable. I suggest that you read it all. Well, I have concluded this lesson from Mark the 10th chapter, beginning at verse 17. God is wanting us to have it all, but he asks us to divest ourselves from everything that would weigh us down, the stuff, every weight that would drag us down. Paul says, "Lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us."